And I want to welcome into the studio now Paul Barr, who is a volunteer with Dublin Samaritans. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, John, and thank you for having us in this morning.
Thank you very much for coming in. And as I was saying to you off air, great, great admiration for volunteers for like yourself. Well, as we said, they more or less run the country, volunteers.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Now, we're going to talk about your first Culture Night event, really.
Yes, Friday is, I think it's the 19th running of the Culture Night around the country, but it's the first time that Samaritans have opened up the centre to the public. And the reason that we haven't done it before that is because confidentiality is a cornerstone of our philosophy. But this year we decided, because our 50th anniversary is coming up next year, that we would get a little bit creative and find a way to bring the public in without compromising our caller's confidentiality. Yeah. So we've managed that this year.
And what's going to happen? You're going to start it. There's a video. I know there's a video going to be shown, or a DVD.
Well, you can bring a small bag of popcorn because it's not going to last too long.
And it's going to start to tell the story of the journey.
Well, what we're hoping, the aim of opening the centre is to give our public an insight into what it is that we do as Samaritans, and also to offer them an insight into the journey of becoming a Samaritan for people who might be interested. So as you say, we're going to have a short video that will show some volunteers and their experiences of being a volunteer. And also what we are going to do is allow our visitors to experience a role play. And this role play is typically what we would use in training volunteers. Yeah. And it gives people an insight into the nature of some of the calls that we would take. And then we'll have a question and answer session at the end of that for people who want to pursue it further or just have any queries about Dublin Samaritans.
And what sort of training is giving you? Is there a particular type of person you look for? Experience
the, what required? We are looking for is anyone who's over 18, who's got a good heart and a capacity to listen, or someone who wants to develop those skills and become an active listener, as we call it, who can sit down with someone and respect their privacy and respect their confidentiality and find a way just to walk with them for a while they explore whatever it is that's happening for them. So the only qualification you need is to be over 18 and have a willingness to listen.
Yeah. Now, as I said off air as well, I speak to the likes of Childline, Women's Aid and stuff like that, and repeat myself again, I've great admiration for the volunteers who answer these calls, and I say to myself and other people when we're talking, say, I don't know whether I'd be able for that, you know.
What I would say for a line like Samaritans and others is that people can be amazed at the capacity they have within that they've never explored. And with the right training and with the right encouragement and the right support, and in the centre, all volunteers, we have a support system for our volunteers. People, ordinary people, end up doing extraordinary things and they grow as individuals. I mean, the experience of being a volunteer not only changes the lives of our callers, it changes the lives of our volunteers. It helps people to become better listeners, better work colleagues, better at family, because they realise that there are better ways just to be that are more productive in relationships and in our connections.
And what type of calls would the Samaritans be getting?
The Samaritans would take calls from just about every area of life that you can imagine. The majority would be from loneliness. It's probably the biggest social factor at the moment, but it goes from alcohol addiction, dependency, through to crimes of abuse, whatever you can imagine, we would take the calls on, and our volunteers are trained to cope with them. And you don't have to be suicidal to phone Samaritans, because our objective is to help people who are in emotional despair and to relieve the symptoms of emotional despair. And very often, you know, people say, oh, you need a good talking to. Really, sometimes what people need is a really good listening to.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to do in Samaritans.
And sometimes it's better talking to a stranger over the phone, because sometimes it can be very hard to talk to family or friends.
That is very true, John. It's very often easier to talk to a stranger because they don't have an emotional investment in it. And sometimes you can't talk to family because maybe they're part of the problem.
Yeah. And homelessness is another huge problem. Does that crop up?
Homelessness is a big issue. in the centre, we also have a facility where people can make face-to-face calls, because we appreciate that people don't always have access to phone, and particularly vulnerable groups like homeless. So our doors are open from 10 in the morning until 10 in the evening to meet callers, to sit down with a volunteer on a face-to-face, and to be able to go through whatever distress or issues that are happening for them.
And you spoke about people being suicidal, and unfortunately, we in here know of a person who took their own life, and it's heartbreaking for the people who are left behind.
Yes.
So do you get calls from families suffering that anxiety and that sorrow?
Absolutely we do, and we do our best to support those who have been bereaved by suicide, because ironically statistics show that those who are bereaved by suicide are actually more vulnerable to suicide.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that's a surprise to
many
people.
Yeah, I didn't realise that. No.
And we see them as being a particularly vulnerable group, and we try to support them. We try to support everyone equally, but we are very much aware of the sensitivity around those who have lost family and friends to suicide.
And if somebody is going through anxiety attacks and things like that, and are feeling very confused and maybe going down that road, have you come across a case where people have been talked out of going down that road?
Very much so. We live by the principle of self-determination, which is that you're the expert on your life.
Yeah.
And very often people don't need advice. Really what they need is an opportunity to hear themselves. Mm. So like sometimes I think, you know, I remember when I was a youngster, one of my aunts or uncles gave me one of these 1,000-piece jigsaws, you know, and I sat at the table for about 4 hours and, you know, scratching my head. And, you know, someone came up behind me and said, you know, well, if you move that bit around, you know, what does it look like? And, you know, that,
how did
I not see that? Well, we do that with people. We provide a space where they can talk about the jigsaw of their life. And just in talking about how those pieces are arranged, they can very often connect the picture in a way that they didn't before. So we're not bringing anything to it. We're just helping them to see their lives in a slightly different way.
And would it be follow-up calls?
We offer follow-up. Our service is free to anyone who wants to call. It's the number is 116123. It's a free phone number from a landline or a mobile. And we will offer follow-up calls. Sometimes it depends on the nature of the call and the caller's circumstances.
Yeah, it's up to the listener.
It's up to the caller,
really.
Yes.
If they want to follow up.
Yes.
Okay. 50 years listening.
50 years listening.
It's a long, long time.
It is. Yes, 1st of March next year is our 50th anniversary. Dublin is actually the second largest branch in the British Isles, second only to London. We have 320 active volunteers in our branch, and in Ireland we take somewhere around 650,000 to 670,000 calls a year. Dublin handles in excess of 110,000 calls a year. So we are always looking for volunteers to meet that need, because we have a disproportionate number of calls for
it. Yeah, yeah.
We're happy to do it, but in order to do it we need volunteers. We need people who are happy to listen and can do it in a non-judgmental way.
So the Culture Night sort of open house for a better
Culture Night is as open as we can make the premises without compromising our callers' confidentiality. And can I say, John, if people can't make it to the Culture Night, we will be holding two events in October, information nights. You can check them on our website, which is dublinsamaritans.ie, or if you want to email recruit@samaritans.ie, someone will get back to you and inform you. Those dates haven't been set yet because we're waiting to see what sort of a response comes from the Culture Night, and then we'll set the dates and let people know when those information evenings are.
And how long are you with the Dublin Samaritans now?
Oh gosh, 9 or 10 years. I'm not quite sure. I don't keep count. Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic. And it all started 50 years ago in a small room.
Well, Dublin branch started 50 years. Samaritan started 60 years ago in the UK with a British minister, Chad Vara. Dublin started 50 years ago. We now have 20 branches and over 2,000 volunteers around Ireland. And we have operated the centre for 24/7 for the last 50 years. The only time the centre closed was when we had the Beast from the East.
Yeah.
And in 50 years, that was the only 2 days that the centre wasn't open in 50 years. So it has literally been 24/7 for 50 years.
And it's 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day, including Christmas morning.
Yeah. And you would you get calls like at Christmas? When I interview Childline, we talk about calls on Christmas Day. I think it's so sad.
We do, yes. And funny, I love to do a duty on Christmas morning, you know, as with a lot of our volunteers. It tends to be the afternoon when people have had an opportunity to sometimes maybe fall out with family that they become upset. And yes, it is one of our busier days.
And during the night, it's a 24 hours a day. Yeah.
Yes.
The call. And you'd get calls during the night as well, the early hours of the morning, because
we have 2/3 of our calls come between 6 p.m. in the evening and 6 a.m. in the morning. So that is
extra two
time. 2/3 of our calls, roughly, are in the night hours, from 6 in the evening to 6 in the morning. And that's really where we need our volunteers, because that is the time when people are most in distress and in need of a listening ear.
Yeah. And like in the middle of the night period, it's quiet. Everybody else is asleep. If it's a family matter or something like that, or a partnership, you know.
People twist and turn in their sleep and can't sleep and need just someone to hear them.
Well, it's great to know that's there, you know, and it's 116123, and it's free, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, Paul, it's been great talking to you, and as I say, I have great admiration for you and your colleagues who are answering the phones. And we would urge people to go in on Culture Night,
yes,
and have a look and have a listen, and would they be talking to other volunteers in their experienced volunteers?
Yes, we have a number of volunteers are giving up their time aside of their duty to do the Culture Night, and they're happy to talk, because say we welcome new volunteers and people to help our callers. So yes, you'll be met with a warm welcome.
All right, and that's happening this Culture Night.
This Friday night, and it's 112 Marlborough Street, in case anyone is not quite sure where the centre is, just opposite the Abbey Theatre.
Okay, and there'd be volunteers in there
and the centre is open from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock, and there will be a presentation roughly every hour on the hour from 5 through until 8 o'clock.
And if people can't make it, it's dublinsamaritans.ie, is that correct?
dublinsamaritans.ie, yes. Or if you want an email, just recruit@samaritans.ie and someone will get back to you.
Recruit. At Samaritans, not at Dublin Samaritans.
No, at samaritans.ie.
And you get a reply. Listen, Paul,
Samaritans, I beg your pardon.
Dublin Samaritans. Okay. Well, listen, is there anything else now you'd like to add?
I would just say thank you very much for having us here this morning, and I hope everyone has a great Culture Night.
Yeah. No, you're more than welcome. And it must be very fulfilling if you can take a call and you can help the person on the other end of the line.
I often say it's not the happiest thing you'll ever do, but it's probably the most fulfilling thing that you will do in your life. And that would be reflected by a lot of volunteers, yes. Yeah. It's a privilege to walk part of the journey with a soul in distress.
Well, fair play to you and keep it up.